Armenia and Azerbaijan have been fighting for the second consecutive day over disputed territory. 30 more people were killed yesterday, with the conflict looking to reach boiling point soon. Key players in the region, including Russia and Turkey, have given their support to Armenia and Azerbaijan, respectively. These clashes are looking likely to emulate the six-year conflict over 20 years ago, with the Armenian National Committee of Australia stating that the country wouldn't give up the disputed territory without a fight. Pat Fordham has the story.
With Armenia and Azerbaijan being interlocked in a deadly conflict for the second day in a row, it is unknown whether the fighting will escalate beyond the two countries. Turkey and Russia, two of the biggest players in the region, have backed each nation, leaving the possibility open that this fight could end up between the two powerhouses of the region. The disputed territory is in the middle of both nations, in a region named Nagorno-Karabakh. The region is officially recognised as part of Azerbaijan, but a group of Armenians have controlled the area since a ceasefire was called to the war in 1994. Thousands of people were killed during the six-year conflict, with a million others being forced to flee their homes. Lecturer and convener of the Turkish program, Dr. Bertu Sevik-Kompain, believes that even though Turkey has thrown their support behind Azerbaijan, they may be hesitant to jump into a heavy conflict with Armenia if they are backed by the military powerhouse of Russia.
Because of Russia's close alliance with Armenia, as we've seen in previous conflicts as well over Libya and Syria, Turkey would probably like to avoid direct conflict with Russia.
This conflict between the two countries is looking to escalate, with Armenia vowing to defend the region. And Armenian Foreign Minister Zohab Monaraskanyan accusing Azerbaijan of disregarding a peaceful settlement between them. Both countries are pointing the finger at each other for the revived conflict, with Azerbaijan's presidential administration saying that the country was only taking countermeasures against Armenia's actions. Executive Director of the Armenian National Committee of Australia, Haig Kasserian, disagrees with Azerbaijan's claims.
There is an attack on Armenia from a belligerent petro-dictatorship that is Azerbaijan. And Armenia and Armenians of the Republic of Artsakh, which is obviously an Armenian self-determined republic that Azerbaijan has claims to, is defending itself.
Many are wondering whether this will spark a large conflict with Russia and Turkey, with many worried that this could get out of hand and turn into a conflict like the war which ended in 1994. This would be devastating for the region and both countries, with the damage still being seen from years before. Experts are unclear on why the ceasefire has been broken, but are also confident that countries have learned from their past actions and believe that steps have been made to resolve things through diplomatic relations instead of firepower.
It could be, and it is very unclear why it's started now, you know, why the ceasefire has been broken, and what are the possible explanations of that? Is both parties expect the support from their allies, Russia and Turkey, and at the moment, time will tell how the events unfold. But I think, you know, since the 1990s, there was a rather low intensity conflict continuing there, but there was no concrete steps taken towards a long-term peace and conflict resolution. And I think that's the problem that needs to be resolved for a, you know, in a long-term, I mean, there needs to be a long-term resolution of that conflict.
Many are wondering when this conflict will end, with Azerbaijan pushing to take back the land and Armenia vowing to push back against the takeover. Armenia are prepared for war with Azerbaijan if the attacks persist and believe that it is the only way to stop them taking over territory in which Armenians live.
It's quite difficult to obviously estimate when it might be that Azerbaijan stops these attacks, or who stops Azerbaijan from making these attacks, because Armenia, of course, is prepared for war, and Armenians of the Republic of Artsakh are prepared for war because they are indigenous inhabitants of that land.
Haig Kasserian, the Executive Director of the Armenian National Committee of Australia, ending that report by Pat Fordham.